Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey guys, today we have a great show. Lynette caught us up on her trip to Florida and all the precautions they took. And then I told you a long story about
my
tooth.
Hilarious. But first, let's tell you about Geico. You know, these days we're apart, we're sharing more, and Geico would just like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's Geico's turn to share too with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. And because Geico's committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility.
Announcing the Live From Out There Virtual Music Festival, exclusively on Live by Live. Featuring four solid weekends of live and tape performances from more than 45 artists. Now running every weekend through June 7th. See exclusive performances from Keller Williams, Turquoise, Mihaly, White Denim, Dispatch, Twiddle, and many more. Purchase a VIP tour pass for all weekends or individual show tickets to the Live From Out There Virtual Festival. Join us at livexlive.com/LFOT.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
Hey, everybody. It's For Crying Out Loud in the studio.
Live. It's live.
We're live. Just
we're looking
we're
at each other.
We're looking at each other.
Suddenly, we have so much to say.
I'm literally getting goosebumps.
I know.
I'm so happy.
Hi, Kaylin.
Hello, nice to see you.
Nice to see you. And let's say hi to all of our bitches and bastards.
I love these guys.
Lisa Domino White.
She's the new one.
Yeah, she's new. Mm-hmm. She's not mean. And last time we just called her Lisa Domino, like the mean one.
Right.
But then she was like, can you also include White?
Oh, okay.
Like these high maintenance people, like, oh, you want your whole name on there.
Yeah.
Like,
talk to Randy.
You and Randy. May Ames, exactly. With your three names.
Hi, Lisa.
Also, Rachel Newcomer.
She's not new anymore.
So we'll go back. Just Rachel Newcom.
Old come. Sorry, Rachel.
Stephanie Stinker.
You forgot Krista Stroop.
I didn't forget her.
Oh, okay.
I was just skipping her on purpose.
Oh, okay.
No. Hi, Krista Stroop. Aaron.
Who is?
Ishan Vajpayee.
Oh, I love Ishan.
He's so fun. Mm-hmm. Love him. Kelly Brandt.
She's not your aunt.
I think she is now. Now that you're back here, no more Aunt Wendy. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell, two bitches that are not together but should be together.
Right.
Angie Saldivar.
Love that name.
Yeah. Angie and I are not in each other's lives anymore, though.
Really? Because of quarantine. You don't see her?
I didn't see her that much before. She was an OG listener of our show.
Uh-huh.
But her kids and my kids were friends. We were at the same school.
Right, right.
For years, yeah. But now we're not.
Right. Oh.
Now we're not at all.
That's right.
Neither one of my kids goes to that school anymore.
That's right.
Anyway, that's for another episode. Gabby Fonseca, for Christ's sake.
That's right.
And who goes with her?
Her dirty grifter friend, Missy Schaefer.
Yep. And Rebecca Lubin.
She's so cute.
Rebecca Lubin. And Michelle McKibben.
Our pal.
Michelle. Aww. And Amy Cunt.
That's right. All right, Dr. Bruce.
Dr. Bruce.
See? This is the golden things that we don't get to do and see when we're in our homes.
I know.
You know?
I know. So you should be quarantined right now.
I know.
Because you were on an airplane yesterday.
Yes, I was very concerned about you.
But we're dancing with the devil. We don't care. Come at me, bro. Come at me, COVID.
You want me to hug you? Lick your face? Because they really
you, COVID.
Did.
Fuck you.
When we walked in, we were like, hi, from like 12 feet away.
Yeah. Yeah. We're being careful. We're social distanced right now. Mm-hmm. In studio, we're 6 feet apart.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So you were on a plane. Did you go through the whole rigmarole again? Uh-oh.
Let me see. Let me tell you.
Yes,
traveling nowadays is just going to suck because – you know, when you travel with two kids, you got to have – you're holding all their shit. That's why I have the big purse. You know, you're holding their boarding passes for them. I'm holding their earbuds for them. Just, you know, just – can you put this in your purse? That kind of shit.
Constantly.
But now,
then they want – it's always with their phone too. Can you put my phone in your purse?
Yes.
And then 2 seconds later, they're like, can I have my phone?
I know. Did you bring my charger?
Yes.
The charger is galore inside of my purse.
Yes.
So now Olga had to make me a little care package before I left. Thank God she did. She separated out gloves in a baggie. You know, she put Sunny's initials on it, her initials on it, my initials on it. Then she got us the you know, the wipes and all that stuff. But then she also got a spray bottle, a little spray bottle with alcohol.
Oh.
And she got us, like, if that fails, you got this other alcohol bottle with the dropper that I put, like, in your thing. So all that stuff, which is still in my purse. And, and not to mention all the masks. There's a ton of masks.
Right.
You know. So – and then we get to the airport. And then you got Natalia and Sunny, who are completely at the double ends of the spectrum. Like, they – Natalia is – very, she's a sergeant when it comes to this stuff. And when she sees Sunny for 1 second with the mask, because let me tell you, I wore that mask. We all three wore the mask the whole time, as soon as we stepped into the airport to the time we got out of the airport to our destination.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time. So when she sees Sunny and wearing, oh, let me tell you too, wearing that mask that long, my ears started to hurt. I wanted to take his pulling on the back of my ears.
Yeah, they're not meant for.
I know, because I'm not used to. I didn't
what are
go
you, a doctor?
Anywhere. I know, right? That's their problem.
What
not
are you doing
mine.
Surgery?
Yeah. So I, you know, I'm not used to. I wear the mask. You go to the store. You come home. I haven't wore a mask like that for 7 hours, 8 hours straight.
That sounds horrible.
It hurts your ears, and then also you're breathing in your own air, and I felt like. You know, and then I travel, I get a little anxious.
You get like, oh my God, I had no idea my breath was like this.
I know. And I was like,
I need a mint.
Yeah.
To breathe on myself.
Right. Yeah. So then I'm traveling and I always have a little bit of anxiety and like my chest gets tight. But then, like, especially coming home, I was like, I felt like I couldn't get a good breath.
And then you're wearing the mask, which on top of it makes you feel like you're suffocating.
Right. And then I don't want to take it off and do a big on the plane.
Right, right.
You know? So it just was like, oh my God. It got to be like going there, I relaxed. I don't know. I was just relaxed. But then coming home, I was just like, I couldn't get comfortable. I spilled the wine on myself. There goes my 14 days of soberness, by the way. So Sunny, she sees Sunny for 1 second with that mask that's just pulled down a little bit underneath his nose. She gets – and he doesn't like her telling him what to do. And she gets on him, you know, like, but put your mask on. And then he went to the bathroom on the plane. He came back. I was, like, asleep. And then I feel this, like, pounding on my shoulder. And it's Natalia sitting behind me going, he went to the bathroom and he didn't wash his hands. I go, how do you know? He said, I did wash my hands. And they're arguing in the aisle. And she's
how would
like,
she know if he washed his hands?
Because she's like, I know him. I know him. I know him. I know he didn't wash his hands. Tell him to spray his hands, Mom. Spray his hands. So I got to do – it was not fun. That part was not fun. But all in all, we had a good time. You know? I'd say it was worth it. We needed that. It was so nice. We were so careful. We didn't go anywhere. We stayed home a lot. We played games a lot and watched 4 Ryan Reynolds movies in like 4 days.
Oh my gosh. Uh-huh. Who's the Ryan Reynolds fan?
Well,
Wendy?
I've never seen Deadpool. So we watched Deadpool.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah. I was like, all right. They, you know, Nicholas, my nephew, and Sonny wanted to see it. And I heard it was pretty good. So, okay, we'll watch that. So that was the first one. And then I kept going, wow, he's a babe. I didn't realize I always thought of him as Blake Lively's wife or husband. You know, I was like, he's a babe. And then Natalia was like, who's his wife? And then she's looking it up. And then Natalia had a little crush on him. And then after the movie was over, the next night, let's watch a movie. I was like, let's watch a Ryan Reynolds movie. So we watched 4.
Uh-huh.
He did some good movies. There's the one with Sandra Bullock, The Proposal, that was good.
Uh-huh.
There's a raunchy one with Justin Bateman and him. the switch, the what is
change up?
The change up.
Oh.
Did you see that movie?
I saw it like when it came out in the theater years ago.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious, those two. Oh my God. Very raunchy, not appropriate for the kids.
Okay.
And Wendy was like, oh my God, fast forward. There's a stripper on his lap. Fast, he's got the boobs out. I mean, but it was hilarious. It was like that, you know, raunchy humor.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, it was fun. We had a good time. And
I listened to the episode that you did with Wendy, and I was like, oh my God, this is so good. It was
Thank you. Highly listenable. Thank you.
She's a really good storyteller. She's not boring at all.
I know she's not.
I know. She was such a natural on the podcast.
She likes telling her stories.
I know, but I was a little bit like, okay, how's it going to be with – I've never met her before.
Right.
And I was like, you never know when a civilian –
Right.
I mean, I was a comedian. I was nervous the first time I did a podcast.
Right.
I was like,
right.
I don't know how I feel – knowing that I'm being broadcast to a lot of people.
Right.
But she was so natural. She's so comfortable.
Yeah.
Knew how to tell a story. It was so engaging listening to her talking about getting her daughter out of Iran.
I know.
And all the, I mean, it was, and just her thoughts about life. And
yeah. She's grown. She's, you know, 61. And
she looks young.
I know. She does look young. But she got started young. and now she's a grandma. And
it was just sweet to hear her talking about like really wanting to be with her grand, really wanting to be a grandma.
Yes, yes.
Unlike my mom.
Right. I know. Sucks.
It was
everybody needs an Auntie Wendy.
Ever so slightly triggering in the way of like, I don't know.
Like, I wish my mom was like
Well, but she had a shitty, I mean, her mom left her. So, you know, but it's nice that she's really.
It's amazing.
Of course, I was feeling a little bit bad for her. It's her daughter-in-law when she was just like – she sounded a little controlling. I was like, okay. And she was like, I just want them to do it right.
Right. I'm just worried
they're not doing it right.
Right.
But she was catching herself and going, I know I have to like
– Yes.
I'm not the mom. I have to let them make their mistakes.
She has to keep trying to tell herself. It's hard. It's hard when you raise five kids to then now like let – and then have another baby, and she's a good baby person too. And
yeah.
Have that baby and then have it spend the night with you, but then have it give it back the next day. You know, it. But
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
But listen, thank you, Stephanie. I wasn't even thinking of doing the show just with her. I was thinking she's here. Why not have her on for 10 minutes? What are we going to talk about? You know, we have nothing really going on. And then. You were right, because I think the three of us on at the same time is going to be too much.
And also, you guys were together somewhere.
Right.
Where that was going to be a more natural conversation than me over in LA going, but what about the, Lynette saying.
Right.
And you guys being like, can you shut the fuck up for two seconds?
No.
Like, we're having a conversation. We got it.
Well, no. She wants to thank you. That was really nice of you.
Yeah, and it was a good –
It
went by fast.
Yeah, I kept forgetting to do the ads. But yeah, and thanks to all the comments. I read them, every single one to her. She loved it. Go on. Say it in front of my kids. Let them hear. Let Nicholas hear.
Oh, so you read her all the people that were like, she's so great.
Right. She cried. Yeah, aww. She cried. There was a lot that were like, you know, you're inspiring, because she doesn't think of herself that way.
Right. Normally people cry because all the comments are like, please don't ever have a guest again.
Well, that's the other thing. I knew – I had a feeling.
That was painful. That person was a blowhard.
No.
Please just don't.
No, I know. I had a gut feeling that this audience was going to like her because she is humble. She's a mom. She wasn't selling anything. She had a lot of stories to tell, interesting stories. Just the mom leaving her alone is interesting. And then – but then when we didn't – you know, when we did it, I knew it was going to be – I knew everybody was going to be nice. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I get still solicited. Our podcast mm-hmm. page gets so many – it's basically PR people saying, mm-hmm. hey, and they always start out with like, I'm such a big fan of your show.
Right.
You know, just love going way back. Listen, I have a client and it's the most – it's like you can't ever have listened to one episode of our show.
I know.
You have to know we would hate
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And that our audience –
I get emails from people too, like PR people like, oh, she's written a book on raising 10 kids.
Right.
that's not us. Like, and she loves your show. Yeah. She'd be perfect.
Right.
And I don't even answer them.
Oh, I don't either, because at this point I'm like, well, you're not a person. You're not somebody who knows me.
Right.
So I wouldn't even start entertaining doing you a favor and annoying our audience.
Right.
And also, most of these types of people that we wouldn't have on as guests are people that have I wrote a book about my way of doing mm-hmm. things that your audience is really going to love when I tell you how to raise your kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, not one thing our audience doesn't like is when we go, oh, here's the way that you need to raise your kids.
Right.
They're like, really, bitch? Why don't you just tell us the ways that you fucked up and we'll learn from that?
Right. They like that side better.
Hey, how about let's talk about Bombas.
Oh, my God. I love Bombas. I'm wearing Bombas socks right now.
Okay, I was late to the Bombas game.
Yeah.
And I love my Bombas socks.
Yeah,
Now John has Bombas socks, and LB and Xander got them for basketball.
Mm-hmm. They're great for basketball.
They're great. They're so
yeah, they're good.
They're thick, but not so thick that, like, it changes your shoe size.
Right.
Right?
Right.
They're, like, cushiony.
Right. And that little arch thing that they built into the arch area really makes a difference, too. And they last. I've had them for a long time now, and they totally last.
I know, because I think because they're thicker and made better than the kind that I buy, like, when I get just socks at Costco, whatever brand.
Exactly.
And then all within, like, a few months, there's, like, a little hole in them.
Right. I know.
Got to throw them away.
Yes.
Yeah. So I love Bombas. So, you know,
get
what?
Get yourself a pair. You can – they get, what happens, too, is that you – give a pair when you buy a pair, and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com. So they give a pair anytime anybody buys a pair to the people in need.
Yep, homeless shelters.
Yes. So get your Bombas at bombas, bombas.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off your first purchase. And don't forget, they'll give a pair to people in need at the homeless shelter. So go to bombas.com/FCOL, 20% off your first purchase.
Also, our new obsession.
Ooh.
Caldrea.
Oh, my God.
Caldrea.
Wendy went online to go look at these.
Really?
Yeah. Because I told her how great they smell. And she loves, like you, loves smelly nice things.
I literally walk by. So I have a bunch of Caldrea stuff on my kitchen counter,
mm-hmm.
like where I do the dishes.
Right.
So I have the room spray,
mm-hmm.
and I have the hand soap, and I have a lotion all like in a little line, and they have a counter spray.
Right.
That
I know.
It smells so good.
Delicious.
And I will walk by it as if it's like a perfume counter at Macy's.
I know.
I'm like, just smell my Caldrea.
I know.
Ooh, refreshing.
But now, so this week we're going to talk about they have a linen spray, which I love.
It's so good.
I know. Isn't that awesome? A linen spray.
That's one of my favorite scents?
Oh, really?
Yes, the linen is one of my favorite.
Really?
It smells so clean.
I love it.
And fresh.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And they have a room spray and candles, which I love their candles. I have their candle in my office.
Yeah, and the featured scent right now is the Pear Blossom Agave and the mm-hmm. Sea Salt Neroli, which I made a little Instagram post me posing it out with
Sea
Salt Neroli, because that's another one that's like a fresh smelling, mm-hmm. like the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They smell really, really good.
Yes. Clean.
Clean.
Mm-hmm.
So So if you want free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at caldrea.com, not if you want, get it. Get
That's
the
right.
free shipping.
Go. Yeah, get
That's
it.
Caldrea, caldrea.com. Visit caldrea.com and find your signature scent.
Yes. Do it.
Okay. So, Lynette, I have a little story for you real quick.
Your skin looks really good.
Isn't I did that chemical peel.
I know.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No. No. Your
Seriously?
Skin does look good.
Did you do the peel?
I emailed
her.
I emailed her and she emailed me back now, and I just got back last night, but I'm gonna get it.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it.
It really
and
looks
it's gonna
good,
continue
Stephanie.
To lighten up. I know. I was telling on our Facebook page I did a chemical peel because what else am I doing?
Right. I know. Now's the time.
So I ran into my Okay, I have two things to tell. So I ran into my neighbor. I think I told you that last time. The one, the Lisa Loeb
yes,
thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's how I got the peel. But so last week, not last weekend, and I guess we did I tell you about cracking my tooth?
No.
Oh, because wasn't that? Okay. Well, I literally took a bite of pizza.
What?
And I heard this really loud noise, and I felt like You ever feel like you bit down on like a pebble?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh my God, something hard was in the pizza, and my whole body, like, I got chills.
Oh God, I hate that.
And it was a loud noise. Elby was standing with me and she was like, Mom, what was that? And I was like, oh my God, I think I like cracked my tooth.
Oh my God.
So I was so scared. I thought I like, you know, broke a big chunk out of my tooth, and I went to like look at it, and like I put my tongue there and there was like nothing missing. And I was like, okay, false alarm. I guess I just bit down on something hard. And it sounded like that. Mm-hmm. Went and looked in the mirror, and I'm looking. I see nothing, no problem. So I'm like,
what the?
But my tooth started, but I was in pain.
Right.
And it wasn't going away. And it felt like a nerve. Oh. Like I felt like I'd hit a nerve. Mm-hmm. So then I kept trying to tell myself, I was like, maybe I just like bumped my tooth so hard when I bit down on something hard. Mm-hmm. Maybe there was something hard I bit on, right, and it moved my tooth and I bumped a nerve. So hours are going by and I'm like, oh, this really hurts.
God.
So then the next day was Sunday though. That was like a Saturday night. So Sunday, I called my dentist. I was like, I think I need to be seen. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I did, but I did something.
Right.
And she's like, come in tomorrow morning. She goes, it can wait. I come in the next morning. She takes one look. She goes, you broke your tooth in half.
God. Oh, my God. My teeth hurt.
She's like, she looked at it. She sees. I was like, really? Because I didn't see anything. She goes, yeah, that's because it's like a looks like a seam. She goes, you probably just thought it looked like your tooth, but it's literally broken in half. She goes, we can't save that tooth right away.
Which tooth is it?
It's
one of the back molars.
Uh-uh.
No, it's not a molar.
Middle.
It's like the middle.
Right. It's the tooth before a back molar on the top.
Oh, God. Damn.
So then she says,
fuck.
She goes, she's like, yeah, you definitely are going to lose the tooth. And I was like, are you sure? Somehow in my mind, I'm like, are you a dentist?
Take another look.
Let
me look under the hood again.
Well, because I was like, aren't dentists, isn't the idea to save the tooth?
Right. Wow.
I mean, my biggest fear, though, was that she was going to say I needed a root canal. So then in my mind, I'm like, well, she didn't say I need a root canal. But I knew that losing a tooth is no joke our age.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. Like, or any age.
Right.
I was like, this is not good.
No.
And I said, this is not good, right? And she's like, no, it's not good. It's not good news. She's like, but I said, how come I can't? Can't you just like put a crown on it?
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, because it's open. Like you broke your tooth in half. It's not like if a big chunk of your tooth came off, I could like seal.
Right.
We could like seal it up around it. There's no way. She said, there's no way. It's in like two halves.
Right.
You can't. I can't put it back together. So
can't you save one half and just make a thing?
That's
on the
what
other
I
half?
Thought.
Right.
Right?
Yeah,
but I think because I think that the root is exposed, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like it's cracked all the way under the gum line, right? So if it was above it, sure, they could just remove half the tooth if there was something on the bottom of it. But it's broken all the way to the gum, right? So she's like, you just can't. So then she's like, okay, you have options. I was like, I'm all ears. She said, okay, so you could there's two things. But the tooth has to come out. Both of them involve your tooth coming out. I was like, can you give me the option that doesn't involve my tooth coming out? She said, no. I was like, okay, let me hear it. She said, one option is that we take the tooth out and then it heals. And then we build a bridge and we glue it and it attaches to the two teeth on either side. And I'm like, I am liking this option. Tell me more.
Right.
This does not sound bad.
Right.
I was like, I think I'm ready to go with option one already without hearing option two,
so
which does not door number one or door number two. I'm already not liking door number two.
Right.
She's saying we make a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
We attach a fake tooth basically to the one tooth
two
on either
the
side.
East side. Yeah.
She's like, wait, let me finish.
I have that. Oh, I had that.
You did?
When I was younger.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay, so she says, well, what happens is.
Is that what she said?
Well, first thing she said, you'll like this. She's like, smile. And I was like, okay. And she goes, oh, yeah, you're going to see it. Oh, no. First thing she says, first option, there were three options.
Okay.
First option is do nothing. She's like, so you just don't have a tooth there. And I was like, Then she goes, let me see, smile. I smile and she's like, well, yeah, you'll be able to see it. And I was like, okay, so option number one is look like a hillbilly. I think we can skip ahead to option two.
Right.
I'm already liking option two more than option one.
Right.
Option two was the bridge. I'm like, say no more. Let's stop at option two. I like that. You got me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me finish. Option two involves we have to whittle down the two teeth around it to like almost nothing. So it's like when you get veneers.
Mm-hmm.
They get rid of most of your tooth so that they can – because to attach the tooth to the other two teeth
I know.
I guess you can't just – I'm like, why can't you just glue that fucker in there?
Right.
Right? Super glue? That stuff is really strong.
Yeah.
A construction worker could hang off of a beam.
Right.
And not fall.
I've seen that commercial.
Why wouldn't my tooth be able to stay in my mouth?
Right.
Answer me that. Riddle me that, Dr. Muir.
Yeah.
So she's like, you have to whittle down the tooth. I was like, can we do it without whittling the tooth? No. I was like, okay, still liking option two, though. Let's whittle down the teeth.
Right.
Total downside of whittling down the teeth.
Does she build it up again? I mean, does she put other stuff on the teeth, like a veneer or something to make them look nice?
So you get a crown on both teeth
surrounding
the middle tooth, and then they put something there's the fake tooth that's attached in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And they glue it on.
Yes.
I'm like, I still like this option. I'm still liking this option.
Right.
You haven't talked me out of it.
Right.
She's like, well, dentists, we really don't like to do that because we're going to ruin two perfectly good teeth.
Mm.
And I was like, but what do I need them for? Like, I'm like, I'm already kind of old.
Right.
Like, I'm not a tooth model.
Yeah.
I don't think any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people aren't photographing the back of my mouth all that often. Who fucking cares? I was like, let's do that. She's like, and then she says, I was like, I don't know. I'm still not really sure why that's a terrible option. But she said it's very involved and it's just not done that much anymore. And she's like, the third option is we take the tooth out and then you have to put in the implant, the post, the titanium screw that goes in. And then there's bone graft. I'm like, okay, I don't need to hear about bone graft.
Yeah.
But then I thought of you.
Right.
And then as I was telling you, I was like, this is going to be one of those situations where suddenly I'm all ears. I'm like, Lynette.
Right.
I have a vague sense that this happened to you because I didn't really listen to you that much and that you're going to be like, oh, remember when I used to talk about Molly all the time? And then suddenly you got Penelope and you're like, oh, didn't you used to have a dog? Suddenly, you're all ears about the Molly stories.
Right.
Now I knew you were going to be like, yeah, bitch, that happened to me. I was out for many hours having surgery on my mouth.
Yes, yes, with a front tooth missing.
So tell me, so how did that happen?
In a nutshell, I was in New York, and the next day at like 4 o'clock, we were doing a meet and greet.
Right.
With me hosting it.
Right.
Okay. And so the night before, I had a business dinner, and the guy across from me, we went to a sushi place, and it was like they had the porcelain chopsticks, the wooden ones.
Right.
And so we're sitting there, and he's talking, and I pop the thing with the – normally if I was with my friends, first of all, I would have just used my fingers.
Right.
But because I'm like with this guy – so I take the thing, I put it in my mouth, and I bite down on the porcelain. And now this – so I have the two front teeth, and on the right side, the tooth next to the front teeth.
Right.
On the right was a baby tooth my whole life.
Oh.
And then I got something put in, like a – I think I got a bridge. I had a Maryland bridge put in. That's what they called it back then. And it was a bridge.
Okay.
But it was a front – I don't know.
So meaning they did something to your front tooth and the one next to it?
But they didn't do that. No. They did what you said. They just had wings, a tooth with wings. And they glued it on the two
okay,
next
Okay, so
it.
They didn't have to whittle anything down.
No, they never did
so why
that.
Why are they so into whittling
touched,
now?
I don't know why they're doing that. Maybe because it's the front teeth. Maybe in the back they do that. I don't know. So, okay, so I've had that my whole entire life.
Right.
So that's what was in there. And when I took a bite, the thing just completely broke off. Completely. Clear break. Right at the top of the gum. Nothing like cracked in half or anything. Just off. The whole thing. And now sitting here talking to this guy at a business meeting, and I was like, oh, Mark, I think this is – and by the way, I didn't say anything for like 20 minutes. I had the tooth.
He didn't took it notice?
Out. No, he was. It's in a dark restaurant. I took the tooth out. I like held it in my hand. I'm talking, chewing, and I'm listening, and I'm having a drink, and I'm listening.
Because that's a pretty obvious tooth,
right?
I can't believe he couldn't see.
No, I mean when you're talking and he's he was talking a lot, and then I just remember I let him finish his stuff, his story, and then when there was a lull in it, then I said, "Mark, I think I just front tooth just broke right off." And he was like, "Oh my God, let me see." And I showed it to him, and he was like, "Oh." And I go, "Do you know any dentists?"
Oh my God.
Because I have to be somewhere at 4 o'clock tomorrow with everybody, like taking pictures. And now what am I going to do? And he was like, you know, he lived like upstate New York. And he's like, "No, I don't know any dentists down here. I can call around." First thing I thought of was Dr. Drew. I text Drew it was 10 o'clock at night, New York time. Within 10 minutes, got a text back. Call this guy. He's a dentist. Give him a text right now. Tell him your situation. I did. They called back. She called back. And she said, "What happened?" I told her. And she said, "Be at my office tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning." No, like 7:30 before they open. So I went. She was a genius. She did some shit. I had to go to a lab and fix it and do something. And then I had to come back at like 3 o'clock on my way to the thing.
Wait, you had to go to a lab to do what? With the piece of tooth?
She had to take an impression and then send it and then take it. You know, she had to do, it wasn't anything she could do right there in an hour.
Okay.
So she had to take an impression and do all that kind of stuff.
It's not Teeth Crafters?
No, it's not Teeth Crafters.
We'll give you a new front tooth in about an hour.
In about an hour. Yeah. So, and then she said, "Come back at what time can you come back?" And I said, "Well, I have to be there at 4. And she says, "Can you make it 5? And I was like, "Well, we already."
This is like a movie.
I know.
I mean, a boring movie.
I know.
But
it's like a Denise Richards movie from the 80s.
It's like a Lifetime movie that women would be really into.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then what? You had to be with friends?
Right. And then I married the dentist and we lived happily ever after.
So you're like,
she
okay.
She said, "Can you come at 5? And I was like, "I'm supposed to be there at 4. And then Patrick and Jay were there. So they set up and they were like, "Just go to the dentist. We'll take care of it." So they got everything set up because I was going to help set up. And then I went. So I went. I got all dressed up and ready. And I showed up at the dentist's office at 4. And she put the thing in. And she says, "It's just temporary. When you get home, I'm having a feeling you're going to have a post put in or something." And I was like, yeah, just do it. I got to go. Like, over
right.
my head.
Right.
But then she's like, "Go to the dentist when you get home because this is just temporary." I go, "It's not going to fall out or anything, is it?" And she goes, "No, it's not going to." And she made it look like the color. That's the other thing they had to do. She made it look – wasn't like bright white. It looked so good. I even have a picture of it somewhere.
Why couldn't you just keep that?
She says it's only temporary. That's what I said. So,
but it was attached to your tooth.
It was attached to my tooth. And not only did she do that, she gave me a temporary flipper, they call them. So I put it in my mouth so I had something there for the whole day that I was in New York, whatever I was doing that day. Not that I needed it, but, you know, it's better to walk around not toothless.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I forgot about this part. After that business dinner, I was by myself and I was starving because I didn't eat that much because it was one of the first bites.
Right.
All I could think about was that missing tooth.
Right.
And all I wanted to do was call that dentist. So then that night I wanted to get some pizza. I got back to my hotel. I walked by myself to a pizza parlor. And this handsome black dude was like, "Hey, baby, can I buy you a piece of pizza?" Because I was like dressed nice.
Right, and right, right.
But little
and then
did
he smile and he's like, "Oh,
he's
you
like,
got
oh,
any meth?"
Jesus. I told him what happened and he was so funny. And he's like, "Well, you want to go out? You want to go have a drink?" And I was like, "No, I got to go to bed." And he's like, "Let me walk you home." And I was like, "Okay." So he like walked me up the street.
He did?
Yes. And then he's like, "You sure you don't want to go to the rooftop and have a drink?" And I was like, "No, I'm good. And he's like, "Oh, can I get your number?" And I'm like, "I'm married." I told him. "I'm toothless and married. But if I was single and you still like me with no tooth,
that
done deal.
Hope. Maybe
right?
I should just leave the tooth out."
Yes. So anyway.
Get home.
So then I got home and then.
Let me ask you, because I know you and I have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
Were you tempted to just not ever go to the dentist?
Yes, of course.
And like go like, when it happens, it happens.
Then it happens, right. When it happens, then I'll go.
Right.
Of course I was thinking that.
So what happened? Why'd you go?
Well, but she kept telling me, and my worst fear is for that. I have dreams that my teeth are falling out
me
all the
too.
Time.
Me too.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That you're coming into money?
I heard it was
that
you're not
coming into not money.
I heard it was that you're not being heard. Oh. You feel like you're not being heard. Because Suzanne has the same thing, too. You dream like your teeth are falling out. I don't know. I think it's because you grind your teeth. That's what I think.
Oh, interesting.
But so I did have that fear. And that happened, that what happened, the, under the circumstances that that happened to me, it was a little bit traumatizing. Like, oh, I got to go to this thing at 4 o'clock, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I had a lot going on. I was like, I just got to go take care of it. So I went. And they had a, they put a post. I had to go like.
So you went to the dentist and they said, and you explained what happened.
Yes.
They looked at it, took an x-ray probably.
Yes.
And they were like, this got to come out.
Right. There was nothing to take out. The tooth was gone. But for some reason.
So what was it, just your gum?
It was my gum. But I guess maybe there was some, because the nerve wasn't, it didn't hurt. So I don't know. But
so maybe it wasn't ever anything there, because maybe they took the baby tooth out.
Yes, that's it.
And they glued the tooth onto the ones next to it. So you just broke that tooth out of your mouth.
Right, right, right.
So how did she attach the new one teeth on the other side, side?
Well, he said, you need an implant. I wanted the bridge. I said, I had a Maryland bridge my whole life. Why can't he? He goes, well, we don't really do that now. See? So then he said, you need you're going to need an implant.
Okay.
So I'll make you a tooth. Or he said, I'll make you a tooth that's temporary. Keep it for now. Then I had to go back like 2 or 3 times. And then he had to do the bone graft. They shouldn't even say bone graft. Because when I heard that too, I was like, I want to.
I'm not dead.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Why are you doing something with my bones?
Right. I know.
Leave my bones out of this procedure.
Right. They shouldn't even say that. Don't say that.
Don't.
Because it makes it.
If there's any dentist listening, avoid saying the word bone graft at all costs.
The patient doesn't need to know that. Do it.
Absolutely don't.
Because they did it and I didn't know any different. So I went and I got the implant.
Should we take a break and hear from Geico?
Yeah, let's.
And then
conclusion. We'll take this all home.
Though we're far apart these days, we're sharing more. So true. And Geico would just like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's Geico's turn to share too with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. And because Geico's committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. So visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Also,
Breyers. Oh my God. Breyers. Like, listen, everybody knows what Breyers. It's America's number one ice cream brand. Okay. And they make, first of all, they make the best ice cream, but now they have a Carb Smart treat, which is awesome.
I've been eating these.
Me too.
They're like these bars on a stick, you know. And they have a lot of different flavors, perfect for me.
Yes, it's between 3 to 5 grams of net carbs per serving, 3 grams of fiber or more per serving, and only 150 calories or less per serving.
And they have really good flavors like caramel swirl, chocolate-covered almond, vanilla, peanut butter.
I love the mint chocolate they sent.
Me too. Yeah. I ate a few of them.
Me too.
They're only 150 calories.
I know.
Have 3.
Right. Yeah, so you guys, try these Breyers Carb Smart for your next sweet tooth craving, and they're available at all major retailers, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Amazon Fresh. Go to Breyers.com/FCOL to get a coupon to try it today.
Yeah.
Do that.
So good. Okay, so yes, no bone graft talk.
Right. Don't tell them that.
Why? I don't understand. First of all, why do they feel the need to explain? It's
everything.
So much information.
I know. The dentists always have done that.
A dentist.
I know.
I barely went to dental school. First of all, I barely went to medical school, and then I barely went to dental school.
Dental school, you only went 2 years. Isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah.
So
3.5. I didn't finish is what we're trying to say.
Right, right, right.
I'm not accredited, okay?
Yes.
I can do like a bridge. I can whittle.
You can whittle
a
stuff.
A little.
Yeah, with a nail file. Oh, God.
I get the good nail files, though, like the...
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Of course. Not the Target ones. You go to, like, you know...
Not the ones that are for... I don't make the mistake of using the ones that just polish a little bit. Right. Like, I get the ones that will grind it down.
Yes, like Sally Hansen's ones or something. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you go in there and they're like, we're going to have to do a bone graft.
Yes, we're going to have to do a post. Then we do a bone graft. But then you don't have any wings or anything anymore. Then that's your tooth.
Right.
And although I will say, yeah, that's my tooth. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fake tooth.
Yeah, it's a fake tooth. I thought there was something in between. No, that was before. So they put the thing in. They put the post in. So I had to go like 2 to 3 times.
So first you go in, but you didn't need any extraction.
No.
So you go in and they do the – they stick the post in there. No, yeah, they
there
make –
like, there was like a – there's the initial appointment. There's like 2 to 3. It's like step by step by step. Then they do the – I can't remember, but then – and then they do the bone graft, the thing, and then you go back again to get the real tooth put in. So they give you something temporary, and that's when I had the flipper.
Right.
That's when the thing just would fly out of my mouth, and I had to have –
So they didn't put the post in right away.
No. Well, maybe they did. I can't remember.
So I went to – okay. So my dentist said, so you need to go to an oral surgeon.
Right. Me too.
To do this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. Now – I immediately started obsessing because I put it on the For Crying Out Loud Facebook group thing, and a bunch of people were like, oh, I have somebody. I have somebody like in Lynette's neighborhood. I have somebody in your neighborhood. I have this person, this person. And then, of course, a lot of people were like, get a second opinion,
right?
Which is like gonna make your head explode. Because I'm like, I just want to trust the person.
It. Yes, that like, your dentist sent you to or something.
Well, she said I can give you some names, but – So I had already kind of shopped around oral surgeons when LB needed some teeth removed a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I had gone to – so LB's orthodontist had sent me to a guy that she really likes, and I love the orthodontist. The orthodontist, by the way, was a third opinion. Mm-hmm. Like I'd seen two other ones, didn't like what they had to say, and
right.
I'd gone to her. Mm-hmm. So I really trusted her. She liked this guy. Anyway, and I had gone to their office and we had a great experience. And,
right.
and I thought they were – I compared prices with another oral surgeon, and this one that I went to, Dr. Lokot, L-O-K-O-T, the price was a lot better. I felt like they were way more transparent about how much things cost. They weren't trying to like
– Right.
The other one was like, well, it's $165 consultation fee and you don't get that back and it doesn't go towards the work. And I was like, but they wouldn't quote me a price over the phone.
Oh, of course not.
The other one.
Yeah.
So anyway, I ended up with this guy. I liked him. So I called them. I made an appointment. I went in and he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, the tooth is. I was like, so tell me the truth, though.
Yeah. Get to
me you could fix it, right? Like right. the other dentist, don't worry about her. You don't know her. She didn't recommend you.
Yeah.
I was like, so tell me the truth. Can you put like a crack? Can't you just put a hat on it?
I know.
On it. She put a trucker cap on it. I'm old. He was really funny though. He's like, no, you just can't. Don't ask me why. I barely went to dental
right.
school. No, I actually looked him up and he'd been like, he was a serious go-getter. He was like president of his class. And you know, I was looking up the place and I went on the website and I was like reading about the guy.
Right.
And I was like, this guy's like, this guy is not like not doing his homework. This guy was like class president of his
course.
Dental school or whatever. And I told him that. I was like, well, I'm going to trust you because I read all about, I was like, class president. I was like, you are a go-getter. I'm impressed. So he was really nice. So he said, he's like, well, basically, it's very expensive.
Right.
To get all this done.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, don't tell me how much it is. I don't want to know.
Insurance doesn't cover any of it?
Well, I don't have dental insurance for one thing.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because my medical insurance that
Blue
you
Shield?
May know. But if I was like Kaiser, you're like, what? All this time I thought it was Blue Shield.
Huh. You just want to fuck with Blue Shield. That's all.
Oh my God, I have a Blue Shield resolution story, which I'll tell you later. And it's not going to be triggering to anybody. It's good. But it did involve me having to get tough.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Mama laid down the law. So, anyway, The reason I don't have dental insurance is because my freaking regular insurance is $2,400 a month to cover our whole family.
Right.
It's very expensive to have a good plan. If you want to, and the kids are all covered on their dental.
Yeah.
Obamacare. Thank you, Obama. They all get all their cleanings. If they lose a tooth, that stuff is covered. But for us, for me and John, it would be really expensive to add dental. Anyway, the oral surgeon guy was like, you're lucky you don't. I think that's a – it's a kind of a ripoff because it never covers.
I know.
They call everything cosmetic.
Right.
And they wouldn't cover it anyway.
The only thing I think they cover is like cleaning.
Anesthesia. Oh, yes, they cover – well, but – yeah, but my feeling is – cleanings are not that expensive. If I'm going to pay $300 a month for dental insurance and a cleaning is $85, let's just say, every 6 months.
I went without dental for a long time.
Yeah.
This is too much, you know?
Yeah. But this is going to cost me $4,600.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But anyway, so he says there's possible – he's like, if I do a 3D – X-ray, I can tell you if you have enough bone. Because I was like, so I'm looking at like a year of dental work. And he's like, well, let's do this X-ray. So we do the X-ray and he's like, you're in luck. You have enough bone. I don't have to do – they still have to put the bones – it's a bone graft.
I know.
But it all happens. So Wednesday morning, today's Monday, he's doing the extraction and putting in the screw. And then it has to heal for 4 months.
Oh, yeah.
And then I get the tooth and she can attach it.
Right.
So.
So they are going to put in the fake tooth on Wednesday.
No.
No?
No. On Wednesday, they take out this tooth that is hurting still.
Oh.
They haven't done the extraction yet because he's like, you could come in Friday. So this was a Wednesday. He goes, you can do it Friday. I was like, well, I'm going to record Bored AF on Saturday and then For Crying Out Loud on Monday. What if I'm still really hurting and I can't talk? That's going to ruin my whole weekend. And I wasn't in that much pain at that time.
Right.
So the next appointment, so today's Memorial Day.
Right.
Tuesday they were booked. So their next appointment is first thing Wednesday morning. So I was like, that sounds fine. Of course, I leave and like a few hours later, I'm like, fuck, this is painful.
Oh, God. What have you been taking, Motrin?
Yeah. Anyway, so I'll wrap up the Blue Shield thing, though.
Yeah.
So remember I told you that Blue Shield was like finally after I tweeted about that I told you they were like, hey, we care about you and your needs. Please email us at helpdesk@BlueShield. And I was like, yeah, blow me.
Yeah.
Helpdesk. I've spent 25 hours on hold for Blue Shield, listening to California Dreaming. And now you tell me that just sending an email to the generic help desk is going to solve my problem? Doubtful. But then I did remember, and they sent me back an email and said, oh, yeah, it was our mistake, and we're going to give you a refund check. $600 for CVS, specialty pharmacy, and $300 for the other one telling me that we hadn't met our deductible.
Right.
To reimburse us for the deductible.
Right.
All of a sudden, they were like, oh, yeah, it's our bad. Which you might remember, I was like, so all of this time, you kept gaslighting me and going, oh, no, that's just CVS. They overcharged you.
Right.
That's not our fault.
Right.
I mean, we feel so bad for you, but nothing we can do.
Right. That's their end.
You might want to call them again and tell them how dissatisfied you are.
Yeah.
Really? Well, it's just so weird that the amount that CVS is saying that I owe them is the exact amount of my deductible. Weird. That's a coincidence.
Yeah.
What a quinky dink.
Right.
But anyway, so they cop to it. All right, we owe you this money, which I promptly did not get. So then time went by. And then the other day, a CVS specialty pharmacy basically puts a hold on Sadie's medication because they're like, because you have this $600 balance. So I called them and I said, I was talking to the lady. She was super nice. And I said, you know, too long didn't read, but Blue Shield really owes this money and I'm waiting on a check. And the woman was really, she was really nice. And somehow we were chatting and she was like, oh, okay, well, did you tell them that, you know, you need the money because you need to pay it? Because I said, I've been waiting on this check. And I said, well, honestly, the only way these people, it's really hard to deal with them. I said, I've spent a lot of time on hold. The only way I got them to do anything was by tweeting at them. Mm-hmm. And then she said, why don't you tweet at them again? I was like, you know what? Good point. There's one thing I can do first. So I go back to the woman that had emailed me back originally from the help desk, who I've emailed back and forth with a few times. And I said, hey, listen, Sherry from Blue Shield. I was like, you know, I still don't have these checks. I said, in Blue Shield, and I said, in a CVS specialty pharmacy doesn't want to send out my daughter's medication. I go, which this is your fault.
Right.
And I don't have $600 lying around to pay something that I don't owe.
Right.
I said, and you keep telling me this check is delayed. I was like, well, I'm done. I go, so if I don't have this check in my hand to pay to CVS within the next week, I said, I'm going to go back to social media. I go, which is how I got you to respond to me in the first place. I go, I'm going to start tweeting. I'm going to go on all my social media, and I'm going to talk all about how my daughter can't have her medication because of your mistake.
Not to mention you did like three shows on your popular podcast.
I didn't want to tell her that because then she'd be like, wow, that sure helped you, didn't it? A lot of people boycotting us now. Good work. I didn't want to tell her that.
Yeah.
So got it. I emailed back an hour later. She's like, Oh, hi. Happy to assist you. Yeah, the check went out yesterday, to which I was like, I'm sure it did. Mm-hmm. And then I emailed her back and I was like, well, and she said, just allow it 7 to 14 business days to get to you. I was like, oh, so that means it's going out soon.
Right.
Now that I just said that.
Right.
Well, I got my check.
Yay.
So I got the $900. Which they owed me at least since calling Blue Shield ended up being like a part-time job.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So, but back to your tooth. Okay, so you went in, but I was just remembering that at one point you had like a 5-hour dental appointment.
Yes.
Do I have that to look forward to?
Yeah, I think so.
What part was that?
I can't remember.
What stage was that?
There was like two or three. I think it was, and they put you out, I think, too.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm not going to be awake.
No.
For a bone graft? Are you kidding me?
I know. And I didn't take any of the good drugs either, I remember. I know. I'm a hero.
I know. I'm going to have to be one too.
Yeah. Yeah. It just bite the bullet and say, no, thank you. I'll take Motrin. And that'll be that. So
when you got the post, how bad was the pain?
It didn't really hurt.
It didn't?
I don't remember it being in that much pain. I don't remember that.
Okay.
They numb you up really good. You know, I think maybe when the pain.
Well, they put you out.
They put you out. But then, you know, you're like numb.
Oh, right.
When you wake up.
Right.
But then, like, I think I remember when I was coming, when the stuff was wearing off.
Yeah.
That's when I remember it like throbbing, I think.
Yeah. My tooth is throbbing now.
Yeah. But it'll feel much better, though. It will. I think after Wednesday. So then it was throbbing, and I think I took like 4 Motrin, and then I think it's kind of just went away. I don't think it really hurt. I don't think it hurt that much.
Okay.
I don't remember that.
Because remember when we did our final inches?
Yes.
And we were all brave, like, yeah, we're not going to need any drugs, and then it hurts so bad.
Yeah. Yes.
Like 2 days afterwards, we were like, what the fuck were we thinking?
I know. So for people that don't remember or know, there was a time when we had another podcast together.
Yeah, you people think we have ads now.
Yes.
That's all we talked about was final inches.
Right. That was our one ad. And Kaylin wasn't with us. We had another producer, no longer here, gone long time ago. Actually tried to sue us. But anyway, her and her husband.
Yep.
So she found like Final Inches wanted to us to partake in what they were offering. Which was like,
and I was like, get rid of my saddlebags? Yes, please.
Yeah. Like it was like
it was laser lipo.
It was laser lipo, right. So they went in like under your, you know, they put you out, but then you wake up.
No, they didn't put us out. They used
they used
it was local.
Yes.
But that part really hurt. Remember? I was like, well, this really hurts. And they told me I was being a baby. They put lidocaine. They inject lidocaine into your skin. And that part hurts. It's hurts.
Yeah. I can't remember that part. I do remember being in there talking to her and being loopy and cracking jokes while she was doing it.
Right.
So I had it done on my stomach. And you had it done on your...
Like outer thighs.
Outer thighs.
Yeah.
And old producer had it done on her arms.
Right.
And, you know, it didn't stay. So we did do it. And then we came back. How come I didn't come back with you guys?
We did it on different days.
Oh, okay.
We did it separately.
Who drove me? I don't remember.
Maybe you and Kathy went together. Yeah, maybe you guys went together. You guys took a town car.
Yeah, I thought you guys took a town car coming back. Weren't you and Kathy
together?
I feel
like I went with her. Did I?
I think so, because I think I was getting angry with her behind the scenes. And I think you talked to her and then you told me her side of things.
No, that's when I went to San Diego with her
oh.
for the blogging conference.
Oh,
remember, I went
right.
to San Diego and interviewed all these bloggers with her and
right.
we stayed in a hotel room. And that's when she was like
okay.
telling me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Lynette doesn't really like me, that stuff.
Yeah. Never did. I could spot a phony a mile away. Dory. No, I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So anyway, I mean, that I don't remember. The only thing, the only procedure I can think of that I remember hurting like a bitch was the cauterizing of the insides when I did that. You remember when I, what do you call it?
The ablation?
Ablation, yeah. When I had the ablation coming out of that anesthesia, oh, I hurt so bad. And all I took was Motrin and I think I took two Tylenol PMs to knock me out because I wanted to sleep. I didn't want to feel that. It hurt so bad. That's the only thing I can remember. Like that final inches.
I remember being
hurt.
In so much pain like the next day that I was like, oh my God, why did I turn down the drugs?
Yeah.
And we asked them, we're like, do you think are we going to be okay without any kind of like, without any narcotics?
Right.
And they're like, yeah, you
of
should
course.
Be fine.
Just take some Motrin.
A lot of people
Tylenol.
Just take
yeah.
And I was like cursing my life.
I know.
For a couple days.
I know. I think it's different parts of the body too is more sensitive, you know. Maybe it did hurt. I don't remember. That was a long time
ago. And then we had to wear those compression
that I do
garments
remember.
That were so painful.
And it was in the dead of summer. So it was hot and we had to wear those compression garments 24/7
yes.
for like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a pain in the
it's
ass.
It's like wearing the tightest Spanx you could possibly wear where they're cutting off your circulation all day, every day, sleeping
right.
in it.
Sleeping in it.
The only you could take it off for a shower and that's it. Then you have to put it right back on.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
Woo! Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Totally. Hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. How much fun did we just have?
That was a lot of fun. Now, see, this is why I wanted to be back in the studio.
I know. I was thinking we could talk about our husbands on Patreon.
Okay.
Because now I'm not at home.
Okay.
Well, everyone's like, why can't you talk about your marriage? And
yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
Because my husband's having a nap. I'm going to be like, my fucking husband's napping all the time while he's napping.
I know. And I do have an addendum from last week.
Of like a
– yeah. You had an opinion.
Okay.
Well, turns out my therapist had the same opinion and called me while I was on vacation.
What was it about? About Patreon?
Yes. About okay. what we talked about last week.
Okay. Well, let's talk about it.
Okay.
On Patreon.
All right.
Okay. So before we fully wrap, let's thank our premium shout out peeps. Like for one, Rachel Kapp, who I just think this is so apropos of what we're going through right now. Some people who are home with their kids might start seeing learning issues, right? And maybe you didn't want to see like an ed therapist before, but now maybe you're like, oh, maybe my kid needs that. Well, Rachel Kapp has a business. She's one of our listeners, and they will work virtually one-on-one with students who are struggling. So go to Kapp Ed Therapy, that's K-A-P-P, edtherapy.com. Or you can listen to our podcast, Learn Smarter Podcast. Also, new sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
This is our friend. It's not a sponsor. This is a listener. Her name's Emily Farnsworth. And this is so sweet. She's doing a shout out for Father's Day for her husband's business.
Aww.
Because he has a new business and it's called VintageLTD.com. And you're going to like this. You guys are all going to want to do this. It's her husband, Matt, and his best friend. And they have a polo shirt business.
Really?
They have three colors. It's a polo shirt with a car polo. It's like a little like car icon.
Mm-hmm.
Adam might like
right.
this. And carbon fiber buttons.
Oh, my God. What's it called?
So Matt's been racing cars and at the track since he was a kid, and they've even autocrossed together mm-hmm. before coronavirus. Mm-hmm. And they have a Facebook page and Insta as well. It's vintage, VintageLTD.com. So grab your hubby.
Today's Adam's birthday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Maybe I'll get a polo shirt.
Yeah.
Also, Kate Marengo, our girl Kate.
As our girl.
Pimp out your living room. Get a new couch, you know?
I was at the airport the other day talking to her.
You were?
Yeah.
She got to check in with her wherever you are.
Yeah.
She is at kate@interiorchicago.com. Give her an email. Also, Velvet Swing.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Get some CBD. Put it on your lady bits. And see what happens.
All right.
Get the blood flowing down there. Yeah. Get stuff going. It's that Sandra Green.
It's a good idea.
She pays for that for her friend that's her business, velvetswing.com.
Aww.
And, let's do Ulysses this week. So Ulysses, he says, this is for Rebecca Lubin's brother, in honor of her brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's so sweet. He wants to, it's a group. Okay. It's the First Responder Support Network.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's FRSN.org. Okay. They're a group dedicated to help first responders who are overwhelmed by the impact that their jobs have in this very stressful time.
That's awesome.
So check it out.
Oh, yeah. Ulysses, thank you.
Yeah. FRSN.org.
What a mensch.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart. All right. All thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks, Kaylin. Hey, listen, you know, everybody loves Breyers ice cream. I know you guys do. We do, certainly. It's America's number one ice cream brand, okay? And they make, first of all, they make the best ice cream, but now they have a Carb Smart treat, which is awesome. They're Carb Smart, and it's a line of sweet treats from 3 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. 3 grams of fiber or more per serving, and 150 calories or less per serving. So I got the mint chocolate, and that's my favorite. So listen, if you guys want some these treats that are great and the kids love them, I love them, Stephanie loves them, you can try Breyers Carb Smart for your next sweet tooth craving. Available at all major retailers, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Amazon Fresh, etc. So go to Breyers.com/FCOL to get a coupon to try it today.